is from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple, and the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I hear it now and then from people as they speak about themselves. "I'm no saint," they say. Maybe I've heard it from you. Yeah, you know who you are. Those who say this usually are acknowledging that they're not perfect. They say this to tell others, "Don't expect too much from me." They say this to be kind to themselves. They say this to forgive themselves. They say this so they might feel a bit better about themselves, what they have done, what they have failed to do. Because what comes to mind for most people when they think of a saint is someone who is highly moral, whose ethical mistakes are few, whose good deeds are many, who avoids without fail the vices into which so many fall. Of course, a good many people take it a step further. Saints, they think, live lives of such exceptional purity that they haven't really lived. What's a life without a few vices, especially the fun ones? What's living without living it up? "I'm no saint," then, is a boast, a claim to being authentic for having taken a walk on the wild side. And then there are the cynical, who think that there are no saints, and those who are thought to be saints just haven't yet been unmasked as the sinners they really are. For the cynics, all virtue is just concealed vice, and those who look so moral must have some terrible secret they've somehow still kept hidden. In the Christian faith, saint is typically a word reserved for only some, but not all, believers. Even though there is a long list of those who have been named by others as saints, it's still a list that can be counted. It has a beginning and an end, even if in between beginning and end, it occasionally gets filled in and filled out a bit more. And you might notice that no one on that list is currently walking around. Yep. Among the requirements for being on that list of saints is that you have to be dead. This alone If you want to rush that, this alone would lend some truth to the claim, I'm no saint. Well, duh, you're still alive. To be more serious, there's something about the saints that has their truest, something true about the saints that has their truest home in heaven, released from suffering, engaged together in unending worship of God. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, who are these robed in white, and where have they come from? I said to him, sir, you are the one that knows. Then he said to me, these are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within the temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. There's something about saints I want you to know. In the Bible, saints is always in the plural. Never do you find the word saint in the singular. In the Bible, no one is called a saint. And nowhere in the Bible do you find someone with the title of saint. Later, we might call some of them, say, St. Peter, or St. Paul, or St. John. And sure, in some editions of the Bible, the books might have above them, at the start of the book, might have titles like, with the word saint, the Gospel according to St. Luke, the Gospel according to St. Mark. But the actual text of Scripture doesn't ever use saint as a descriptor for a person. But the Bible does talk about saints. And what the Bible means when it speaks about saints, when it speaks of them, is people whom God has made holy. That's who saints are in the Bible. The saints are the people God has made holy. A holiness that is both within them and outside of them. A holiness that is lived and nurtured and growing and shared. Here's what I think is important for us to know. Not one of us is a saint, not alone. Only together are we saints. Only together, as the people of God, as the body of Christ, as the church of the Lord, as the fellowship of Jesus, as those in Christ's mission together, that's when we are saints. Not alone am I a saint. Not by your lonesome are you a saint. Only together are we saints. Together, by God's choice, not ours. Together, by the complete and perfect and atoning life, death, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Together, as we worship, as we work, as we bear each other's burdens, as we share our God-given gifts, as we love each other and bless each other and help each other and challenge each other and forgive each other, as we live today in anticipation of God's redeemed tomorrow, as we follow Jesus. That is how we are saints. Not alone, not as isolated individuals, together by the grace of God who in Jesus Christ makes us holy. And yet, there is something right about thinking of those Christians who have passed on, even if they have not been canonized, even if they were not perfect, even if we knew them not only at their best, but even at their worst, it is somehow right to think of them in a special way, in a way that veers toward the singular or individual, each one of them as a saint. I think of some of those who have passed on this year. And in years past. And I believe there was something saintly about them. The Christian author Frederick Buechner has this to say about saints. In his holy flirtation with the world, God occasionally drops a handkerchief. Those handkerchiefs are called saints. We love these handkerchiefs, these saints of ours. We love them and we miss them. And we are not truly without them. Because God holds us close and holds them closer. They remain near to us. Sure, some or most of those we remember today would not be comfortable being called saints. They would laugh or blush or resist or change the subject or maybe say something crude. And in part, they'd be right to do so, to resist that term for them. Remember, it's not because of their goodness that they are counted among the saints. It's not their own strength or purity, something they did all on their own, that lets them be numbered among the great crowd of witnesses. No, it's because of God, who holds us close and holds them closer. And remember that their saintliness was not only a gift given to them, a gift for them to enjoy, but also a gift they shared with us. They are signs of God's holy flirtation with the world. And so the gift is ours, to receive well and with gratitude, to receive by seeking to do the same, to receive and then to adopt as our own some of their saintly behavior. The point of holiness is saintliness. The point of saintliness is holiness. The reason why God makes saints is so we can learn, so we might learn from them. Learn from them what? So we might learn from them to be better. Can we? Will we? O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt God's name together. Look to him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. God has blessed them and us by making us holy, by calling us and naming us together as saints. And so, may we together, day by day, in the embrace of God, be more saintly, to embrace God's gift, this gift, that I and you are saints. Please pray with me. Dear Lord, we ask that as you have made us part of the company of saints, that you lead us, guide us, instruct us, discipline us to be more saintly, to live on the outside what is on the inside, to be holy, to live holiness, to remember well the lessons those who have gone before have taught us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So it has become our custom here for over several years, on this day when we remember those who have gone before us,